Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
To remember a man who brought a whole bunch of great music into our lives, and we'll miss him. Good morning. It is April 30th already, 2016. How can the year be going by so fast? It is going to be a gorgeous day to get out to play 3, 7, 9, 18, whatever works for you. You don't have to play 18 holes of golf. My guests this morning include Matt Janella, co-host of Morning Drive, the travel editor, golf course reviewer, and amateur architect. Golf course architect, I like to think of it. Matty G, wouldn't be surprised if he'd entered a contest one day to see if his course, his whole design makes it. There was one designer just named, and he's got a huge future ahead of him. We're going to talk to Matt Janella right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
And today, by the way, the Mother's Day sale is getting underway at Poipu Bay Golf Course. 30% off Mother's Day. Mother's Day is May 8th. May 8th. So get ready. Regular priced women's apparel is 30% off at Poipu Bay Golf Course for the Mother's Day sale. All right, Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, co-host of Morning Drive. I'm ready to walk out the door, go to the studio, get all set up in the studio, but I can't. I can't get out of the door. Matty G is in one of those, Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's the name of the boat that you were in? Those little skimmers that go across the water.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are, I think they're called skimmers that go across the water. I mean the Florida like flat boats that I don't know what they're called.
Yes. So you're in Florida and you're going across the water and there's this big guy sitting next to you, and he gets in the water with the gator.
A 14-foot alligator. I mean, I think his name was Paul, and we're going through the bayou, and he starts feeding these little gators with marshmallows. You know, he's like, bup, bup, bup. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. This boat better get us back. You know, and we're kind of flying around, and we pull up into this little bay area, and here comes this 14-foot gator, almost like coming right at us, and it looks like a shark. And now apparently this gator. So he gets out this raw chicken. Paul gets out the raw chicken, and he jumps in the water.
Paul jumps in the water with
a 14-foot gator in the bayou. Like, okay, now maybe over years this guy has tamed this gator, which I find out later. At the time, I had no idea what was going on, and I was crawling out of my skin because I couldn't believe this guy was jumping in with a 14-foot gator. And it was the size of the boat, by the way. I mean, it was insane. And he fed him a chicken in the water. And then other gators came around, and they're definitely not as tame as the big gator. And the guy used the big gator to defend himself against the other gators. The other gators wouldn't come near him if he was near the big gator.
I was watching this, and I'm looking at this guy was rubbing noses with this alligator.
I know.
This is bizarre.
Lifting his foot. It's totally bizarre. And they, you know, I came back and I talked to some of the other guys, and I said, "What is going on here? What am I missing?" Because even if it's tame, it's not right. And they go, "Yeah, someday Paul will. It'll not end well for Paul." But until then, he says he's been swimming with gators since he was 8 years old.
And that's amazing. But then the gator jumps out and tries to take your nose off.
Well, yeah, because they were enticing with the camera. And the camera, he comes right at the camera, tries to bite the GoPro.
Oh, my goodness. It was just amazing. So I'm sitting there just, you know, taken by the television screen. I can't walk out the door. I got to see what happens here.
That's crazy.
But it was amazing. And, of course, on a golf course, you never know what kind of wildlife. And if you see something like that on a golf course and you happen to be there, you just, like, walk around.
I run around. I drive away. I don't like any of that stuff at all.
Oh.
I don't like anything.
And Matt Janella is a senior travel editor for Golf Digest a long time ago, but now he's at Golf Channel's Morning Drive and travels around the world. And he's got, some people say he's got the best job in the world because he's everywhere, on the road, all the time, covering golf courses, golf resorts, and, of course, avid amateurs for Golf Channel. Now, I was watching Golf Channel earlier this week, and you were talking with Gil Hans. We're just over a couple days, over 3 months to the Olympics. And it was, for Gil Hans, probably one of the biggest challenges of his career, his life maybe, because he took his family to Rio to build this golf course. I'm curious, while talking with Gil this week on Morning Drive and visiting with him on his various golf course projects, what are his thoughts on the completion of Barra di Toluca in the Olympic golf course, the venue that will be in Rio now?
He is relieved. I mean, I've talked to him and his wife about, you know, their time in Rio and the building of this golf course. And, you know, to be totally honest, they, you know, they're ready for this to happen, and they're ready for this to kind of to no longer be, you know, the focus of every question, you know. How's the Rio golf course? How's the Olympic golf course? How's the, will they play golf? You know what I mean? He's been answering those questions for quite some time.
Yes.
And it's not to say he doesn't do it graciously. And he does. He's more than willing to participate. I just think that having spent this much time and all that they went through down there with all the start stops and the political and logistical nightmare that it was for them to just get it done, get it played, you know, have the test event, now just get the Olympics played and let them kind of move on to the projects that they're also doing now, and kind of, and he appreciates and he totally respects the role that that landing this bid to build this course means to he and his partner Jim Wagner's career going forward. He appreciates it. It's not like he even has a, you know, he doesn't have a bad attitude about it. I just think he's ready to move on.
Yeah, and then they're going to play the course, and then all the questions about, you know, whether or not it was as good as everyone hoped it would be, but there's been some play on the course, and you, Matty G, Matt Janella, Golf Channel Travel Insider, you've had a chance to talk with people who've walked the course or played the course. I think I saw Frank Nobolo talking about a short par four where there's a chestnut tree. It's an interesting course but it has very few features. It's very natural. So what comments have you heard?
Yeah, that's the way Gil designs golf too. It's always going to look like it's been there for a long time. I've heard comparisons to Royal Melbourne. I haven't actually played Royal Melbourne, but I've seen a million pictures of it and seen a lot of video of it. So you get the sense, and in a sense, it's if you've seen Gil's work at, you know, Castle Stewart, he's building one now at Mossy Oak. He's working on one at Stream Song. He redid Doral, but I don't count that because, you know, being Donald Trump and Doral blue and being heavy handed, I just think Gil was serving, you know, the owner there, and that's fine. But I think he built Rustic Canyon in L.A. And he's done some amazing restoration work. I think the golf course is going to be well received. He builds golf courses that are easy on the eyes, and given what he had to do, you know, it sounds like there's going to be some fun strategic components. And I think, like most things, we talk a lot about the golf course before it starts, but once the event happens, then it's going to really be about the tournament play, the action, the drama that's going to unfold, and the medals.
Yes, so. The medals. And now to my next question, with three major champions, Scott Singh, Schwartzel, and Louis Oosthuizen, withdrawing from the Olympics, none of the women have pulled out. You know, I'm not hearing the men are saying, no, I'm sorry, our schedule's too busy, but the women have an equally busy schedule. Why do you think women aren't pulling out, and they seem to be just more excited about Olympics and golf being back in the Olympics for the first time in 112 years?
Yeah, I'm probably not ready to go to the place of making it a male-female thing. I think there's now less than a handful of guys who have pulled out, and they probably have different reasons. But for the most part, you know, there are a lot of guys who are also very excited about playing the Olympics. You know what I mean? And,
I
think, look, at the end of the day, the men on the PGA Tour make a lot more money on and off the course than members of the LPGA. It's, you know, something significant like this. I could see that meaning, you know, potentially more to them, but again, I'm not ready to go there.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, from endorsement perspective and from a cachet perspective, from a brand perspective, from a, you know, I think it probably inherently means a little more to LPGA players as an opportunity to really grow their brand, whereas a guy like Adam Scott may not necessarily need that as much or feel the need to be a participant in that. But, you know, again, it's an individual choice, and I know if I had a chance to play in the Olympics, I'd play.
Yeah,
so that's
me
all
too.
I can say. That's all I can say. You know?
I've watched the Olympics all my life, you know, and it's just it's exciting no matter what. I mean, I'm watching curling, and I'm getting excited over curling.
Love curling.
I love curling. Right? So yeah.
But the reason why we really like it is because it means so much to the people who are participating. And if it doesn't mean something to you, then you know what? I kind of have respect for you for pulling out in the first place. Don't discredit and disrespect the games by being sort of halfway there. If you're not into it, then get out and let someone have an opportunity who does want to play.
Good point.
So that's all.
Good point. Because, you know, Gary Player was talking about how, you know, if they're going to pull out and the IOC says, well, maybe we should reevaluate this. These people really don't care about golf in the Olympics. He said, well, let's make it an amateur-only event. Why are the professionals playing in this event?
Well, again, I don't want to, you know, for the handful of players who aren't playing, I don't want them to tarnish all other, you know, professional golfers who are going to play and who are very excited about playing. Because I've heard some of the interviews and I've talked to some of the players, and they light up like a Christmas tree over the fact that they have an opportunity to do something different and do something for not themselves. Look at how some of the Ryder Cup players get into representing their team and country in a Ryder Cup format. What are these guys? Are the only, you know, there's a lot of guys who are very excited about representing their country in the Olympics, and that's really cool.
It is.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Absolutely. And we
disappointed in the format. I wish they would have had a little more of a defined team event and some essence of like group play or match play to qualify for stroke play. I mean, I think they could have done something very interesting, and they didn't, but I still think it's going to be cool.
I know, in a way, I've been thinking about that, too. I was wondering, was it because for so many people on the planet, they don't understand...
Simplicity.
They don't understand golf.
Yeah.
So stroke play is something they can all kind of, okay, this is what we know golf is. And the other things would be like, what are they doing? We don't understand what's happening here. And that would... you know, push people away rather than, as we want golf, the Olympics to do, is to bring people into the game. And when you talk about team, we've got, quote unquote, a team. Like, we've got Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, and Dustin Johnson right now going to the Olympics. But they're not a team. They're playing as individuals, right?
Right. That's correct. It's a bit of a miss, you know. Some element of team would have been cool. You know, even if it was just you could have two-man teams or, you know, something to that effect.
Or speed golf.
I like to play fast, but I don't love speed golf.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just throwing something out there. And it's also interesting that, you know, with Danny Willett and Justin Rose, that those two guys are definitely in the top 15 in the world. If you're in the top 15, you're automatically going to the Olympics, even if there you know, no matter how many people are in. So we also have, on the women's side, we have Lexi Thompson and Stacey Lewis going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people. And then after that, it's up to after the Rolex rankings kick in for the women's. And then after Rolex rankings, then the world golf rankings take over. So it's a little bit interesting to see how we'll have so many people from the countries that have been playing golf a long time in the Olympics. The names will be there. And as you said, Jordan Spieth is very excited about playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, You know, the thing that's funny about the Olympics is we have a golf in the Olympics every week. Certainly the weeks of majors and World Golf Championships. I mean, golf is one of the, we're fortunate enough in that we do have, you know, sort of global competitions every week. It's just that now that this global competition will be seen by so many more eyeballs all over the world, and that's what's the huge opportunity here, and that's why it's very surprising that players are missing this, you know, deciding to miss this opportunity. Gil Hanse, if you heard that interview, did a very good job of taking, you know, the potential issues head on, you know, in sort of the political case, and then the health issues. The idea of mosquitoes and Zika virus, and said that's going to be off season, and the election isn't for another 80 days after the Olympics it takes place, and so he kind of took some of the major concerns and he sort of, you know, addressed them one at a time, and I thought he did an eloquent job of doing it.
Really,
so again, to the point.
Very good, because he also said, and you know, I think you asked him about what people can expect going to Rio, going to Brazil.
Yeah, well, he moved his family there. Yeah, let us know what we need to know, and he did a good job of explaining.
Yeah, and saying you're going to a foreign country. You know, of course, you know, it's going to be different. You're not going to the United States, anywhere in the United States, and just be prepared for being in another country. Are you going?
No, not right now. The plan is not to go, but not by choice. I would go, but I'm, at this point, I'm not being sent.
Not assigned there. Have you, the Zika virus, a big issue for females, of course, and men, because it's transmittable. It's fascinating what we're discovering about that. But as he said, it's going to be winter there, so the mosquito population won't thrive in that climate. And being winter, what do you know? What the temperatures are going to be like?
No, I don't. But I'm betting it's still warm. I don't know. I'll push all in with the stack that I have in front of me that it'll be warm.
Yeah, okay. And now, when you talk about Stream Song, when I hear you talk about Stream Song, the Gil Hanse, have you been there to see what he's doing?
Yeah, I've walked it a couple times. A couple times with Gil. It's massive in scale. Essentially, you can take what is Stream Song Red and Blue and fit them both combined into the square footage that will be Stream Song Black. So it's almost 400 acres, I think, that he's using to build the black. So it'll be massive in scale. It'll be a good walk. You look at the golf course from the land they're using for the golf course from the Stream Song Red, like third tee, and it looks pretty flat, but in actuality, when you get out there, there's some really interesting rolling dunes land, and takes you on kind of a, you'll see a variety of looks throughout the routing, including the last couple, sort of five out of the last six holes are in an area that they call the glove, because it was kind of a little pocket that sits amongst some trees out there. And it'll be kind of a look that you don't see really anywhere else in the property. And there'll be drivable par fours and short par threes and a fun mix of par fives. So, you know, it'll be fun. It's going to be probably available to us next year.
Excellent. Now, you spend so much time with architects. Is there a part of Matt Ginella that wants to design a golf course or at least a golf hole?
I would love to design a short course. I feel like I'm learning something new every day about architecture and the layers of what is architecture. It's all fascinating. The more I learn about architecture, the more I want to know. And I would love to build a short course. I would love to build, you know, an executive course, nine holes with maybe two par fours, one par five, and six par threes, and, you know, make it make sense the way, you know, sort of practice what I preach is what I'd like to do.
Oh, where would you like to do it?
Wherever there was enough room.
I was thinking, you know, something like the land at Kahuku would be perfect.
No. Oh, Kahuku, yeah, that would be awesome. Oh, my gosh, I think Kahuku would be. I think if someone went in there and did a renovation to Kahuku, that land is so, and then kept it all at the same prices.
Yes.
You know, and just kind of gave it a little TLC, a little sliver more strategy, and kind of maybe altered the routing just a smidge. And I think Kahuku has huge potential for that North Shore, and always a nice alternative to what is Turtle Bay, which I like, but it's just a fun concept to have such an affordable, accessible golf course out there on the North Shore. It's amazing.
Matty G, thanks so much for catching up with me and talking Olympic golf. Men are playing August 11th through 14th. The women play August 17th through the 20th. This is the first time in 112 years golf has been played in the Olympics, and we'll know who's going on July 11th. That's when we'll know. I think it's interesting that the drug testing, the players have to register. They have to tell them, you know, the IOC exactly where they are at all times, so the IOC guys can just drop in whenever they feel like it. Yeah.
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 That's interesting.
Yeah. Thanks, Matty G. Matt Gianella.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Aloha, guys. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Matt Gianella, Travel Insider on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. We'll be back after this. Going to talk with Mike Johnson. He's Golf Digest Editor Equipment. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And a reminder, the Poipu Bay Golf Course Mother's Day sale is May 2nd through the 8th. 30% off regular priced women's apparel, from golf wear to resort wear. Perfect gifts for mom. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course Mother's Day sale, and it's on May 2nd through the 8th. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor and the Hot List team member. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, if you told me I was following Matt Gianella, I might not have done it. That's like following Bear Bryant.
You guys used to work in the same place.
And Matt used to darken the door of my office many a time, looking at the latest and greatest in equipment. Good guy, and in addition to golf courses, really knows the stuff about equipment as well.
Really? Well, I'm going to stick with you, Mike. So we've got so many. You know, Golf Digest has had the America's 100 greatest courses. I mean, that's the list to be on, right? And they're the best teachers and the best club fitters. There's the annual hot list that Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, is a team member. He determines, you know, gold, silver. But now there's something, you know, that all the things that come with golf, in addition to the course, the clubs, the teachers, the Editor's Choice Awards for travel, apparel, rain jackets, and of course a recent Ryder Cup proved how important those, you know, rain jackets got to be, right?
Mike, absolutely.
Yeah, Mike Johnson, how did this come about?
Well, I think what we felt was we do a lot of brainstorming at Golf Digest, and you mentioned a lot of the areas in which we have come up with a process and ranked various aspects of golf, whether it be courses, equipment, teachers, club fitters, et cetera. We felt it was only logical that we take that to the next level. People look to Golf Digest as an authority in the game, and we wanted to not kind of restrain ourselves just in those areas. And as the project went along, people were just throwing out everything that possibly had connection to golf. And, you know, some folks may look and say, well, why are you ranking cigars or why are you ranking sunscreen? Well, those are all part of the golf lifestyle. So what we finally came up with was if it had any sort of connection at all to the golf lifestyle or the playing of the game, we were going to take a look at it. We were going to research it. One thing we're very good at is being thorough. You know, as my partner Mike Statura likes to say, if your mother says she loves you, check it out. So that's what we did with our Editor's Choice program. And I think it was a very thorough and exhaustive review of everything in golf.
No kidding. I mean, there's the best golf head covers, golf cleats and spikes, training aids, even the best private aviation. Net jets and Wheels Up made the top of the list. I thought
absolutely, but my favorite is like going to the divot repair tool.
Yes.
And someone may look at that and say, you got to be kidding me, but I'm sorry. The Pitch Fix Twister 2.0 divot repair tool, that is something that is not only a great product in and of itself, but it's something that if you can help people more easily fix a ball mark on a green, that's just good for every golf course out there.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Now, when you said that, it's so important because not only does Golf Digest give you this list of possible best ofs, you know, you may have your favorite, but you may not even know about the ones that Golf Digest has listed. So in their explanation for why they chose the Pitch Fix Twister 2.0 is because it's just a second of you repairing a ball mark can save 3 weeks of the poor grass trying to repair itself?
Yeah, I mean, you've probably seen the signs up in golf courses and locker rooms and all that. You know, a ball mark repaired within 24 hours will heal in a day. If it's more than that, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to heal, and it's true. The problem is people just don't fix ball marks, and I think part of it is, you know, some of it is neglect, but some of it is I think people who are just afraid to do it.
That's right.
They either don't have a repair tool, or they're afraid to use a tee, they're afraid they're going to use rip up the grass. This Pitch Fix, all you really do is just kind of stick it in the ground, and it automatically repairs it. It's basically a miniature version of what superintendents use at golf courses. They have a tool that they basically walk around and just kind of pop it on the ground, and it instantly fixes the ball mark. This is just a miniature version of it.
Fabulous. Now, we started talking about this. I brought up rain jackets because when I, you know, saw the rain jackets, I couldn't help but think about the Ryder Cup when they had to run into the pro shop at the course they were playing and empty out all of the rain gear because the ones chosen weren't working. So in the heavy-duty department, Calvin Green gets the nod, or Galvin Green.
And, Galvin Green, yeah.
Right, and the lightweight is for Zero Restriction is the name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are pretty pricey.
They are, but if you're going on a golf trip, for example, say you're going to Ireland or Scotland where the weather can get a little sketchy, you've decided to make that investment in that trip, and you're not going to let a little rain get in the way of you playing golf. I know I went on a buddy's trip to Ireland last year, and we ran into some weather at Ballybunion, and we still played the full 36 holes. Those of us who had really good rain gear, it wasn't that bad of a day. It was actually kind of fun. You know, you kind of expect it over there. those that didn't have good rain gear, well, they were pretty miserable. So, yes, you can purchase less expensive rain gear, and it'll be serviceable. But if you are looking for the very best that's going to keep you dry, that's going to be comfortable, you're going to actually be able to make a swing in, you do have to make a bit of an investment. And so it's not unusual to see $300, $400, $500 for a rain suit.
Interesting. Another one is I mean, that makes total sense. I'm looking through all of the things that I've picked up from Golf Digest Sticks. And if you haven't signed up for Golf Digest Sticks, you need to, because every week you'll get in your inbox this wonderful compilation of stuff that's coming out or that's out that you may not have heard of. We all know about Parsons Golf and the expense of Parsons Golf. I mean, they've made spending oodles of money on golf clubs. Hey, why not? Let's do it. It's become fashionable, hasn't it, Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor?
Well, yeah, but it's not just Parsons Golf, obviously. I have access to the Golf Data Tech numbers, and what we've seen is, some people look at the units and as a benchmark for the health of the game, and unit sales are modestly down, and people go, oh, that's, the equipment business isn't doing very well. What you need to do is look closer and look at the average selling price and the total number of dollars spent. The average selling price almost across the board, whether it be putters, wedges, hybrids, drivers, is up significantly. And what that tells me is that consumers now are viewing golf equipment not so much as an impulse purchase. You know, I hit 3 OB, so I need a new driver. It's a considered purchase, much like you would buy a television or a new washing machine or whatever. You're going to research it out, and you're willing to spend a little more for what you deem to be high quality and what's right for you. And I think we're seeing that bear out in the equipment game almost across the board. And certainly, Parsons is kind of the poster child for it.
It's like he started it, and now I was looking at, golf sticks, Golf Digest sticks. The equipment from Titleist, that I think it's a C16, where they've got this limited 1,000 drivers made or 1,000 sets made, and that's all they're selling. But the price is $2,700 in steel and $3,000 in graphite for the clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're seeing some companies do is, Parsons, that's their business model. Some others, though, are looking at this as more of a niche market, that there are only so many people out there where money is no object.
Yeah.
But for those, they are willing to pay for the very best. And for example, the C16 irons, they will use twice as much tungsten in those irons as, say, the AP2 or AP1. All that costs money. Better materials, little more aggressive manufacturing that costs a little bit more. All of it adds up to a higher price tag, but you are getting a golf club pretty much that nobody else in your foursome is going to have.
Yeah, that's the truth. That goes with that, the new C16, the driver. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, again, the C16 does have some of the benchmark technologies of the 915 series, but they've also taken it to another level. There's greater adjustability in there, so that's an area. Anytime you add an extra lever, it's more difficult to design. It's more difficult to manufacture. Therefore, the price is going to go up. So they're trying to give you a little bit more. It's not a club design for everybody. Titleist has made it very clear to me in my discussions with them, we're not chasing the PXG crowd. What we're chasing is we understand that there are a number of people who associate themselves with the Titleist brand that would like to see us do even more than we currently do in our clubs. They feel that's a relatively small market, but it's a market willing to pay for it. and they're just kind of giving the consumer what they want here.
I like it. I like, and you know, the fact that it's an option that you, you know, could you even buy a onesie? Let's say you don't have a, you don't like carrying a full 14 clubs. You don't use them. You'll never learn to use them. You don't have the time to figure them all out. But you've always, you know, the seven is something you use. Could you buy just a seven, or do these only come as sets?
I don't think you could only buy just a seven, but you could buy, say, a what I'll call a shrunk set.
Ah.
Say you only use five through pitching wedge. You can probably get that. A single club, probably not, but you don't necessarily always have to buy a set of eight.
Okay, let's go to Valgreen. Am I pronouncing Valgreen correct?
Yeah.
Okay. they've got an affordable putter out, which made me giggle because it's $1,000. But then when I
realized...
Well,
don't you have that line underneath your pillow?
I'm laughing because they normally go for 50 grand. So when I saw, oh yeah, then if they normally go for 50 grand, a grand for a putter, that's a deal. It's a steal. What did they do to knock off that much money?
Well, I think in that instance, what you're looking at is, it's kind of like a case of some of the watches. You know, Bubba Watson wears a $500,000 plus watch. Does it cost $500,000 to produce that watch or even close to that? No, of course it doesn't. But certain companies try to play to a status symbol type audience. And exclusivity or rarity or things of that nature all play into it. You know, they try to project this vibe of a cool factor, and that is what makes it kind of worth the money. In this instance, the brand strength, I don't know if that's really there to carry that off. So we'll have to see. The jury's out on that.
Yeah.
But I think it's another example of people aspiring to hit that very top of the financial pyramid.
Yeah, and that's why I say Parsons Golf sort of, you know, I'd never heard of Valgreen, and why would I? I could never spend 50 grand on a putter. But, you know, if they bring it down to 1,000, then you start talking about it. It's interesting. Danny Willett, our Masters champion, and I find him just so cool somehow. There's something about him, you know, coming from behind, so to speak, and but then again, somebody helped him a lot in winning. Mike Johnson, you evaluated the Masters champion. You made 3 points. He didn't make the game harder. He ditched conventional long irons and the weights in your wood shaft. So I want to go through these because I think they can be helpful to the regular player.
Yeah, it was really interesting when I got a chance to kind of get into Danny's bag and talk with people at Callaway, and I also had the opportunity to talk to Danny about it. He does a lot of things that actually everyday players can really benefit from. You touched on three of them. He uses what I call the modern player's iron, which is he doesn't use a muscle back blade. He's always kind of used a more forgiving player's iron. He used to be with Ping. Those are obviously more forgiving than muscle back. With Callaway, he's got the Apex Pro. And I think it's a good lesson for players out there. Don't make the game harder than it needs to be. Yeah, you might think you're a player if you're using muscle-back blades, but it's a really hard game, and you're probably not playing enough to use those effectively. On the wood shafts, I think that's really underrated. I think most everyday golfers think a wood shaft is wood shaft. Doesn't matter if it's a driver, a fairway wood, or a hybrid. Fact is, you should stagger the weights of your wood shafts, preferably by about 10 grams difference. And the driver shaft should be the lightest of them all. Fairway wood should be 10 grams higher than a driver shaft. Hybrid should be 10 grams more than a fairway wood shaft. Danny does that to perfection. Has a 60 gram in his driver, 70 gram in his fairway, 80 gram in his hybrid. And then he uses, instead of regular long irons, you know, he doesn't have a set of three through pitch all the same. He added a pair of Callaway's utility irons to fill in for his 3 and 4 iron. So his iron set really starts at the 5. Again, not something that a lot of us pay attention to. So I think those were 3 excellent takeaways, and they certainly worked for him at Augusta National.
Now, so when we talk about the weight in the shafts, you obviously you'd have to go to a fitter to get all this done correctly, have somebody really help you figure all that out.
Well, you know me. I will harp on fitting as often as you give me the opportunity to do it, try to beat it into people's heads that they're really not taking full advantage of what they can do with their game and their equipment unless they get fit. That said, a lot of people still don't want to do that. So if you don't, at least we were able to give you this idea of gap your shafts by 10 grams each. So if your driver's 60, you know to go to a 70, then an 80.
Right.
If it's a 70 gram, you know to go, you know, to an 80 and then a 90.
Have you written anything about that that we could refer to?
Yeah, I actually did a piece on golfdigest.com that actually had 8 takeaways that you can grab from Danny Willett and his equipment.
Excellent. We'll need to do that. So I think if you just go to golfdigest.com and you can enter Mike Johnson's name, and then it'll give you a list of the stories that or the columns that he's written on various topics, and you'll easily find that. Finally, something I've never heard of this company, H2 Golf.
Yeah, you know, I'm not overly familiar with them. I've looked into them a little bit, but you know, Harry Taylor is a former tour player, and you know, he worked for Mizuno for a long time. And learned a lot about club design there, and now has kind of taken it in and started up with his own line of wedges. So, you know, I've been looking forward to it. I know Harry pretty well. I've been trying to get him on the horn to talk to him a little bit. We haven't touched base yet, but I'm looking forward to finding out what he's up to.
Excellent. Well, maybe the next time we talk, we can talk more in depth about what H2 Golf is going to be doing with wedges. Wedges.
Well, we certainly can, because Harry's a master storyteller, and once I get him on the phone, it's not going to be a short conversation.
Always a pleasure. Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor and Hot List team member. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Danielle, always a pleasure. Anytime, my friend.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Claude Brousseau, our PGA Master Professional at Ko'olina. He's going to be on Morning Drive and other Golf Channel shows. He'll be live on Morning Drive on May 3rd and May 4th. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
There's a couple of news notes I wanted to share with you. Tiger Woods could be a U.S. Ryder Cup captain's pick. He's been playing in front of people. He's been going through his bag for junior golf events, for Tiger Jam. He's been recorded. There's 30 minutes of him talking about playing this shot, playing that shot, playing this shot. Yeah, So he's pretty busy. And the reason I say he could be a captain's pick is because Davis Love III said so. He doesn't have to be number nine in points to get picked. He's itching to play as much as anybody. If he's playing well, it would be hard not to go with him. Sometimes I think we make these things up in golf just to make it a topic to talk about. There is something that's not just made up. This is a 14-year-old amateur with scoliosis. She's made the cut on the LPGA. Amateur Kara Stanford is 14. She shot a 2-under-par 69 yesterday. She's playing. So you watch Kara with a K, Sanford, play, okay? And a reminder, Mother's Day, guys, is next week. Ladies, Mother's Day. We all have moms. And so Poipu Bay Golf Course has the Mother's Day sale May 2nd through the 8th, 30% off. Mother's Day is May 8th, and that's 30% off regular-priced women's apparel, from golf wear to resort wear, perfect gifts for mom. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, is going to be on Golf Channel. Welcome to the show, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. Are you a little bit nervous?
Yes, I am. It's a pretty big event in my career to be able to share my expertise with. That will probably be the largest audience I ever had in my life.
It's fantastic, and you will love the people. Damon Hack, Machinella was just on this morning. They are so down to earth and so embracing. Charlie Reimer is a character; he'll make you laugh. They're all, and Gary Williams has been on the show. All of them, just really, really nice people, and so real. You know, not you will just feel so comfortable. You'll fit in perfectly. I'm curious. So we're gonna. This is on you. Golf Channel's Morning Drive usually airs twice in Hawaii. Once at 1 to 3 a.m. and then from 3 to 5 a.m. Sometimes they do 3-hour shows. The best thing to do is to DVR it. Just record it. It's a great show, full of great content. And you're in San Francisco.
Yeah, right now I'm in the Los Altos. In fact, just a little bit in North Cal. Been a few days in San Francisco. And the weather is just fantastic here. A bit colder than Hawaii, but sunny and beautiful.
Yeah, and then you fly out to Florida for the Golf Channel Morning Drive and other. I guess you'll be on lots of different Golf Channel programs. I'm really excited for Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. Ko'olina, he's the Director of Instruction and Player Development. So if you ever want to take a lesson, you need to go over to Ko'olina and talk with Claude, and he will help you, whether it's your driver, your putter, it doesn't matter, your irons, your wedges. We were just talking with Mike Johnson of Golf Digest about equipment, and all of that can be explained by Claude with you. He'll help you with everything. Tell us, when we watch the pros on television, Claude, a lot of our kind of get bad habits, like we take way too long to get ready for a shot, right? But there are good things, like preparing like a pro. Can we go through that?
Yes, absolutely. So I will call that Claude Master advice. Prepare like the pro. Basically, what you want to do, every shot will require a decision, a commitment, and action. Nobody likes slow players. So here's what I would suggest. Prepare like the pro, 5 steps and 30 seconds. Let me repeat that. 5 steps and only 30 seconds. So here's what I recommend to do. First thing you want to take information about is the lie of the ball, because the lie dictates the quality of the shot that you can make. Then you will measure the distance for the shot. I call that distance measured. Then you need to adjust the distance for the condition, especially in Hawaii, but anywhere in the world you play, where is the wind? Is the wind in your face? You will add a club. Is the face in the back, sideways? Is it cold? Is the green elevated? So you gather information for an adjusted distance. After that, you ask yourself, what type of trajectory do you need on the ball? Most of the shot will just require what I call a plain vanilla, your natural trajectory that you will get out of, let's say, a 7-iron. Then, now, and only at that time, you can select your club. What we see for the avid golfer quite often, okay, there, let's say as an example, they are at 150 yards, they got the reflex, they grab the 7-iron and hope for the best. If we watch the better pro and the better players, even if they're not on the tour, the better player at your course, let me repeat this step. So it's 5 steps before you select the club and do your shot. You assess the lie of the ball. You measure the distance. You adjust the distance for the condition. You decide what type of trajectory you want. Then you select your club. You're ready if you want. You can do one practice swing. And the purpose of the practice swing is just to pre-program your body for what you want your body to do in the next few seconds at the ball. It's way too late to work on your mechanics. You want to feel the shot you want to do. And I like to share that with the people and say there is no pressure, because in golf, you're good until proven otherwise, meaning you have to have confidence that you will pull the shot that you want. And then you go at the ball, look at your target, look back at the ball, swing the club.
Excellent. That's really good. And what you just finished with is so important. Once you've set up, look at your target. Your target is where you're going. Yeah, you know, but I gotta say to you, my practice swing, Claude, is always so much better than the actual swing.
I don't want to bust your to burst your bubble there, Daniel. But I put your practice swing on video, and I put your real swing on video. They will be mechanically, they will be very, very similar. What happens often? People have the feeling that, and express like you just said, it's because when the practice swing, there is no ball. So there is something going in there on the brain's golfer when they go from the practice swing to the ball. Their focus changes on trying to hit the ball. They should still be focused on swinging a club, and there is a little 2 ounces that appear at the bottom of that, and they will do better.
And just focus on the target, not on the ball.
Correct. correct. I like to make it fun because golf is such a great game. But I tell people, you know, that 2 little ounces, it could be yellow, it could be white, it could be all kind of different color down there. This is not the target. The name of it is golf ball. So you need to focus and do everything in relation with the target.
Excellent. Now, are you getting a chance to, you're in San Francisco, have you had a chance to play golf while you're there?
Not yet, but I'm playing this afternoon. In fact, I will be playing this afternoon. I'm playing a golf course close to San Jose called Boulder Ridge.
Oh, nice.
But, yes, my previous trip, though, in San Francisco, I do this trip pretty much every year just before going in France to obtain my visa permit to go and work and coach in France. But most of the time I have the opportunity to play, I will say the last 6 years, I played the Olympics club.
Wow.
What a treat. So,
What is that like? I mean, is it, the Olympic club is famous and we see it on television.
Yes. So, of course, be a golf coach and it got a lot of benefits. You meet all kind of interesting people and people at nice courses. Like the Olympic Club is first the it's the oldest America's athletic club. It was established on May 8, 1860. Wow. 1860.
Yes,
and that's pretty amazing. The club itself, the golf course. Has been designed and by Willie Watson and Sam Withing in 1924. And what makes it interesting for all the golfers, it's pretty much golf is the only sport where you can put your feet and play where the best in the world have played. So the Olympic Club had hosted five U.S. Open. The first one was in 1955, and then the famous 1966 when Billy Casper outlasted Arnold Palmer. Then in 87, Scott Simpson, that is a good friend and lives in Hawaii, won the U.S. Open there. 98, Lee Jensen, and finally in 2012, Webb Simpson. And what is interesting also, the Women's U.S. Open will be there on 2021. So there's a lot of this story when you walk into the place. And, of course, the location between Lake Merced and the Pacific Ocean is gorgeous. And here's an interesting fact, Daniel. There is no water hazard, and there is only one fairway bunker on that course. And guess what? I mean, the course can defend itself very well because you got a three lines. You need to shape the shot. Of course, the U.S. Open, we know they let the rough grow, and it's amazing. Then what is interesting about the course, and I love it, is the varieties that you have, like the par trees would range from 137 to 223 yards. Like you start pretty easy going, I will say, the first four guests like us during the U.S. Open, the transform hole number one. It's normally a par five, but for the U.S. Open, they make it a par four. But for us, regular golfer, you start easy with a par, fairly easy with a par five. And then when you get to number three, it's a 223 yards downhill, well-protected par three. So, you'll be in for some shot shaping and need short game to do a good up and down.
Yeah, that's the Olympic Club. And I remember Jim Furyk duck hooking during the Webb Simpson victory. It was one of the most shocking moments, I think, in Jim Furyk's life, since he was leading, I believe, for several rounds when all of a sudden the wheels came off his wagon trying to win the U.S. Open. Claude Brousseau, we are so excited to see you on Golf Channel's Morning Drive on May 3rd and May 4th. Looking forward to talking to you afterwards and several times in the future. Have a safe trip and a safe journey, and have fun. Most definitely have fun.
Of course I will, and thank you very much for having me on your show, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with James McAfee. He's the editor of Knox County News and Courier. He's worked in the industries, Golf Writers of America, co-founder of the Texas Golf Writers, a member of the Golf Travel Writers Association, and you can see him in Hawaii Golf News. Norm Gunther has been working in Hawaii, a huge part of Hawaii golf scene, for many decades, and he's put together this really cool trip to Costa Rica that for $19.95, you get four rounds of golf, all your meals, all your drinks, everything's included except the airfare. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and Jim McAfee's going to be on the show to talk about it right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of.
Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And you know, there is the Poipu Bay Mother's Day sale, 2nd through the 8th. Mother's Day's on the 8th. And we're going to give you an opportunity to win a round of golf for two at Poipu Bay Golf Course. All right, this you can give to mom. Yeah, a perfect Mother's Day gift. And the call number that you need to do is 808-296-5467. The number is 808-296-5467. Two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course for Mother's Day. Awesome. Okay, also the 30% off, it starts on May 2nd, 2nd through the 8th, and that's for women's apparel at Poipu Bay Golf Shop. James McAfee, welcome to the show.
Aloha to you.
Aloha. It's great. I mean, I was talking with you about this wonderful Costa Rica partnership that's been put together by Norm Gunther, Hawaii Golf News and Travel. He's always put together these really great trips. And this one is to the Westin Golf Resort and Spa, the Playa Conchal in Costa Rica. You were the director of golf there.
I was there for 30 months back in 1998 to 2000. And it's always a Robert Trent Jones Jr. course, and it remains one of my favorites.
It's one of the top golf resorts in the U.S., or rather in Costa Rica, the Westin Golf Resort and Spa. It's the Playa Conchal, Costa Rica. And this is all meals, drinks, three rounds of golf at the Reserva Conchal, and a round at the Four Seasons. Very nice.
Yeah, the Four Seasons one, I have played it since I was there, and it is a dramatic course. Also, probably on par easily with the one at the Westin.
So this is five nights at the all-inclusive Westin Golf Resort and Spa. This is 1995. Doesn't include airfare from Hawaii, of course, but 1995. That's a really good price for four rounds, five nights, all food and drinks. Does that include alcoholic beverages?
Oh yes, definitely. Because it's an all-inclusive resort, so when you get there, you don't pay for any of your meals or drinks. And, of course, the golf is extra, and that we've added that to the package.
But that's in the package. That's the $19.95, right?
It's in our package.
Yeah. If somebody's a non-golfer and wants to go with the golfer, then it's $13.95. And does it include, like, is there a spa for somebody who'd want to go?
There is some spa activities and so forth there. And, of course, it's right on the ocean, too. But the golf course has glimpses of the ocean, but it's more out into the forest area there, near the ocean, on the Pacific Ocean, on the coast there of Costa Rica.
It looks beautiful. I've posted some photos on our page, on our show page. It's fascinating. Now, you said, what is challenging about this golf course? What makes it special?
Why it is challenging, it is one of the most player-friendly courses, just the way Robert Trent Jones Jr. gives the... There's options where you can take chances, the better player can, to make birdie, but it's easy for the bogey player because he has a safe area to go to near the greens where you don't have to take those extra chances and avoid the big numbers.
This is the golf package, Costa Rica partnership golf tournament is also planned, right? I mean, you're going to have something.
There'll be a tournament with prizes and everything. And one of the things, like I mentioned to you, is with Norm coming to Texas for a visit, the deadline has been extended to May 30th for if you're interested in the package. And the people who sign up early will get a dozen Titleist balls as an addition.
Excellent. So the entry fee is $19.95. It includes golf, accommodation, meals. It's an all-inclusive resort, so that includes your beverages, you know, whatever. Non-golfers can join for $13.95. In addition, there's the preliminary mixed foursome competition at the Arnold Palmer-designed Four Seasons golf course. So you get four rounds of golf, five nights at the Westin, and it's July 31st through August 6th.
It's that is correct.
A really nice time of the year to be in Costa Rica. It's beautiful.
Definitely is on the thing. And Norm asked me to do it because he knew my experience at the resort.
Excellent. And Southwest Airlines has connections to Costa Rica via Houston. So you'd take your flight to Houston, connect to Southwest, and they'll take you to Costa Rica.
Yeah, and that's probably a little better if you were coming from Texas on Southwest, but United also has some very nice connections to Houston.
Excellent. I'm just trying to, you know, get everybody kind of like an idea of which is the best way.
Right.
Where should I connect from, right?
Right. And sometimes that's where the travel agent comes in to work out those little edges of the trip to make sure you it's your best option.
Yeah, and I have the most wonderful Lisa at Creative Holidays. It's just so, she just is amazing how she can do that. Costa Rica Partnership is July 31st through August 6th, but you have to sign up by May 30th. How do I do that?
Well, you can sign up. I think there's information on that thing about the, you can contact me at onthetee18@msn.com or call me at 214-724-1261 and I'll give people the actual details. Or Norm Gunther will probably have more information in his next issue of the Hawaii Golf and Travel.
You also do a column on rules of golf, don't you? That's where we know your name from.
Right. Yes, I've done that for Norm for many years. In addition to my writing, even for Golf Digest and other things, I was a golf administrator for the Northern Texas Professional Golfers Association and the Dallas District Golf Association. So I've run a lot of tournaments, and I sort of found that a lot of times there are some interesting decisions on the rules that I like to share with the average guy because the rules of golf are a little complicated at times.
And especially when you're doing a tournament with not necessarily avid or, you know, accomplished golfers who've studied the rules.
Well, you're right on the thing, but again, it's not unusual for some of the touring pros to make mistakes on the rules too, on the thing, and because, you know, they get busy with different things, and again, you know, it's just you have to really study and go to these rules tests every year to sort of review the rules to sort of keep up with the rules of golf.
Absolutely. Jordan Spieth, remember during the Masters, he said, rules official, you know, there was...
Yep. That's right. The safe way is to call the rules official over, but even in that Masters, on one of the days, I can't remember the player, but he had his ball down on the 15th green, and the ball actually rolled back into the hazard. And the key thing to remember there is that ball was in play at that time, and he had to accept and play with a penalty shot because it had rolled into the hazard. Now, opposite of that, if that ball had rolled into the hole, it would have counted as long as you haven't addressed it. If the ball is just at rest on the green and it rolls, it's in play.
There you go. You see? James McAfee, Costa Rica Partnership, and Norm Gunther, they've put this together. It's the Costa Rica Partnership because it's for, you know, you and a male friend, you and a two ladies, two guys, man and wife, doesn't matter. It's a partnership, like, and whoever wants to go together.
Well, we feel like, you know, a lot of times the playing it with a partner makes it a little more fun than having to concentrate just playing your individual ball. So these are designed for not your ultimate amateurs who are playing in those type of competitions. It's for the ones who like to go out, and it's always fun to have a partner you can fall back on.
Exactly. And for golfers, it's $19.95. The package includes 5 nights at the all-inclusive. That means you're, you know, eating, drinking, hanging out at the hotel. It's the all-inclusive Westin Golf Resort and Spa, Playa Conchal in Costa Rica. Meals, drinks, 3 rounds of golf at the Reserva Conchal, and a round at the Four Seasons featuring different formats. 1 night at the Hilton at the airport in Liberia prior to return. All transfers, and this is all based on double occupancy. And they need a $300 deposit from you. And
right.
This is James McAfee. He's writing for Norm Gunther in Hawaii Golf News and Travel. He does the rules. And then, of course, Norm, you've known forever. He's been putting out Hawaii Golf News and Travel for a very, very long time. And you need to get in touch with Jim at, this is his email address, onthet18@msn.com. onthet18@msn.com. You can get more information from Jim there, or you can call him at 214-724-1261. And this show is being recorded for podcast, so you can always go to my website and go listen to it, fast forward, and get this information. Thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to talking to you again before this before we get going.
Okay, well, call me anytime.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. James McAfee, editor, Knox County News Courier, a veteran magazine and newspaper editor. He's written published articles from Morocco, Spain, Ireland, Scotland,
Bermuda,
Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, a member of the Golf Writers of America, co-founder of the Texas Golf Writers, and a member of the Golf Travel Writers Association. So looking forward to this event in Costa Rica. If you'd like to hang and play and have some fun, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk Golf Course Superintendents Association. Les Jeremiah has some tips. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath. Rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man.
Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Our phone line was tied up. You may have tried to get through. 808-296-5467. 808, if you're on a neighbor island, or if you're here on Oahu, just dial 296-5467. 296-5467. Just dial the number, because you could win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. It's for Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Mother's Day. It's next week. Snuck up on me. I could get in trouble again. Let's talk with Les Jeremiah. He's the superintendent at Hawakalei. He's also a member of the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendent Association. Of course, also the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. Welcome to the show, Les.
Aloha. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. We were talking earlier with Mike Johnson, Golf Digest equipment editor, and they've put out this new list of, you know, the best stuff that they found. And one of the things was a divot, not a divot repair tool, but a ball mark repair tool that is like, you can't hurt the grass. A lot of people are afraid. You know, they don't know what to do when there's a ball mark.
Sure.
This tool is really, really simple. And but I'd like to focus on the other thing that happens on a golf course, divots. And you know, is how much sand do I actually put in? Is sand really good to put on the ground? I mean, the sand? How does that help?
Well, sand is a precious commodity for the golf course. What it does is, number one, it provides a good soil structure for the turf to grow in as a media. So when you have like your basic clay soils in Hawaii, it tends to get really compact and then the grass has a hard time growing. So by adding sand over time, it helps lessen the compaction and provide a better growing media for the turf. And just a quick tip for most golfers, I prefer it, to keep the sand a little less than level when you replace it. For the biggest reason of when we send our mowers out that provide those great stripes, when it hits a divot or any kind of impediment that's on the turf, it damages the reels and it makes it go less sharp. So what happens is the turf tends to rip because we're cutting it thousands of an inch, and it throws off all the stripes. And it puts the turf in a less healthy situation.
So when we walk, you know, when we're walking the course and you see like these little mounds of sand, they don't need to be mounds. They should just be covering the soil that's exposed.
Yeah, I would rather, let's put it this way. I would prefer to underfill than overfill to make it easy.
Okay. And why is the sand good to put on top of that?
Like I said, it provides a better growing media and gives the turf a less compact growing situation so that the turf can withstand more traffic over time.
Interesting. Okay. You know, we talk a lot about the grasses and what's growing, and it used to be the Bermuda grass was everywhere in Hawaii. It was just, that was just the grass that was used. Some courses could afford to mow all the time. And make, because Bermuda grass can be really tight woven, and some courses couldn't afford to, and so it seemed a little like a little more sparse, right?
Sure.
Now a lot of courses are going to a completely different grass, the Seashore Paspalum. Can you tell us about the benefits of that?
Well, Seashore Paspalum, there's a trend in the islands for people to upgrade to Seashore Paspalum, and the reason is that grass can withstand a higher salt content in general. So a lot of the golf courses, to be better more environmentally friendly, they're switching over to more of our reclaimed type water, which is basically sewage water converted over so it can be used in a golf course situation.
Yeah.
And again, like, it's better for the environment to do that. But this grass, it can withstand a high amount of salt compared to a Bermuda grass. So it can withstand better situations with poor soils. And it's a little bit easier to maintain in general. But like I said in previous shows, it's site specific for different areas of the islands. So,
So you would, let's take a very wet climate on the windward side of Oahu. If they've gotten so much rain in places like Olomana, Royal Hawaiian Country Club, Pali Golf Course, Ko'olau, has been saturated. At times they've had to close the courses. They've gotten so much water in, not this winter, which hasn't seemed like a winter at all. It seemed like more like a summer. But over the, when we had all the hurricanes coming through, there was just one torrential downpour after another. Mm-hmm. What grass holds up best in those conditions?
Well, those courses in particular on the windward side have done a conversion over the seashore past Pelham, because the seashore also can be hold up better in like overcast situations. And actually, the Bermuda grass tends to like get thin when you don't have enough sunlight.
Yeah.
So the patch palm can withstand more of an overcast and some shady type situation. So although it still does have some disease potential, overall those superintendents agree that that grass tends to be better for that site. There is a movement, a small movement to look at zoysia grass, which they're using a lot in Asia. And they have some pretty horrid conditions over there growing turf. So there's a small movement to evaluate that type of turf here in Hawaii.
What's the name of that again?
Zoysia grass.
Zoysia.
Like a hybrid type zoysia. So it grows tinier. I mean, not tinier, but it's a shorter growing zoysia, and it's dense. But there's just not enough history with it in the islands on putting surfaces.
Okay, now see, that's our next question. We're talking to a golf course superintendent, Les Jeremiah, okay? At Hoakalei is where he works. And, of course, he's Hawaii Golf Course Superintendent Association and the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. And all of these things are because the golf course superintendents have determined that this grass grows best in these conditions. But the question the golfers say is, but does the grass play as good? So there's the player's aspect to all of this. And of course, Les, you're a player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. So what is your favorite playing grass?
You know, I'll be honest. My favorite grass is Bermuda grass. And, actually, in Hawaii, Bermuda grass is preferred to use. I mean, I've been playing golf for 30 something years now, and I still love Bermuda grass. But as I look at the science and I look at the turf grass is evolving over time, seashore past Pelham definitely has its place in Hawaii. And my course is all seashore past Pelham.
But I
still prefer to play in Bermuda grass. But most professionals still to today still feel that seashore past Pelham tends to be a little slower than normal Bermuda grass.
So that's really just something that you need to, you can adjust that. You know, if you know that it's going to be slower, then you know that you can increase your speed just a little bit.
Yeah, there's things that you can do. There's so many different types of equipment now on the market where there's rollers that can speed up the greens and pick up a foot or a foot and a half more speed. You can top dress more, adding sand like we talked about lightly over the top, different machines that can help do like a dusting of sand to help the ball speed increase. So, or double cutting or newer mowers that have more blades on them so they can cut more grass per square inch. It's just amazing that the technology that's evolved from, you know, from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s. Every decade we're growing in technology. So.
Do you remember when the PGA Tour came to Turtle Bay and then, you know, insisted that the Palmer course have its greens changed?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I remember that one of my mentors is there, Mr. Mike Hanma, and he's always done a great job. And, they did do a conversion to seashore past Pelham, and definitely it does better with the the situations that they deal with.
Right. And I found when I was putting on those new surfaces that I could kind of like, oh, this is so smooth. It's so even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, mm-hmm. You could really sense that, you know, wow, this is what the PGA Tour guys play on. This is, you know, much more even.
Colina. I mean, Colina, we just had the tournament there, and I heard great reviews there. So, I mean, they're seashore pastel.
Exactly. Would you recommend, let's say, a seashore past palum for someone's front yard?
Like I said in the previous shows, I'm careful to say go ahead and use it because every site is different. They may have different soils. They may have too much shade. They may have too much trees. You know, they may not want to be a high maintenance type situation. So all of that has to be considered. You know, in my yard, I use azalea grass because it's a lower maintenance grass. I cut it once a month, to be honest.
Wow.
Because I don't want to be cutting my grass every week. I got a, you know, I got a team of 20-plus guys taking care of my turf, so that's the difference. So.
Yeah, okay. So where would you recommend, you know, you can mention as many or I don't know how many grass outlets there are that can start somebody off with say that again. Shoisha grass?
Azoysia grass.
Azoysia grass.
And there's many different types of that variety as well.
Yeah.
But there's three main places that you can do as far as if you want to get more of the golf-related type quality in big quantities. So number one would be Southern Turf Hawaii. Number two would be Ali'i Turf. And then number three would be Hawaiian Turf Grass. They're the three biggest sod growing or grass growing developers in the island. So
excellent.
You can look them up online or you can just type in grasses in Hawaii. Where can I buy grasses in Hawaii on Google? And they'll pop up.
Now we're gonna go back to ball marks. Okay. So, you know, Golf Digest says get this one, but what if I'm on the course today and all I've got is a tee? I can use a tee to fix a ball mark, but what do I have to do it right?
Well, My simple advice for that is the turf grass is depending on what green you play on kind of differs, but this in general is what I do. And I like to do it old school way with a tee as well. So usually what I do is I'll actually soften the center of the ball mark. I'll soften the center of the ball mark and then I'll actually grab the tee and pull on the outward edges of the ball mark and pull it in together.
Got it.
And then I'll pat it down so it looks more consistent. Because some of the ball mark tools they have now will actually just press and lift up, but there's still a bare spot in the center. So I want to cover that quarter-sized ball mark as quickly as possible. So usually I'll soften the center and pull the outer edges in together and pat it back down.
Fabulous. So it's... But there's a technique. You should maybe even ask your pro to show you how.
Sure.
Because if you repair it, it can repair itself in a day. If you don't repair it, it can take weeks for that ball mark to grow in naturally again. Les Jeremiah, Director of Golf Course Maintenance at Hawakalei. And I just really want to thank you for your insight. We'll have to talk about weed classifications next time and integrating technology in the workforce to give people some ideas. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and it's been a pleasure doing the show this morning. Aloha, Les.
Aloha, Danielle. Look forward to our future shows with you.
Thank you, and I want to thank the people who make this show possible for us to do future shows. Thank you to Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. What does that tell you? An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It is the Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore, Kauai's South Shore Gem, and for Mother's Day from the 2nd to the 8th, 30% off golf wear, resort wear for mom. And you can also get gift cards. And gift cards are really cool for anybody's special occasion, particularly since Poipu Bay offers so many different ways to enjoy the course, whether you do the Ocean's 9 in the morning or you do the 7-inning stretch, the 7-hole stretch that's at Poipu Bay, or in the afternoon, 3 holes plus practice, $30. That's a really good deal. And congratulations, Jeff Yamani of Mililani. You have won the Poipu Bay Golf Course, two rounds of golf for Mother's Day. And thank you to Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, just call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. You know, when the water's not in the pipes, you want something done right away. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right, and they do it. We're going to have partly sunny skies today, a few scattered showers, Windward and Mauka, but otherwise it's going to be a mostly sunny day today, a really good day to play a round of golf. And I just want to say to the special VIP group that's going out at Poipu Bay, may you hit the sweet spot every time. Thank you for your mana. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.